The wait is finally over. It's time for the Pride 48 Summer Live Streaming Weekend to fill your ears. Listen to all your favorite podcasters streaming live for your aural pleasure.
What?
Aural. A-U-R-A-L.
Oh, I thought it was dirty.
No. Join us June 23rd through the 25th to take part in all the fun. Don't miss a single show. For more information and scheduling, go to pride48.com.
I thought it was O-R-A-L, you know, aura.
Yes, we all know what you thought.
Hello and welcome to the Shy Life Podcast. Yes. I think we shall start again.
All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
This is DJ Starsage from the faraway nearby.
And this is Jay the Haunt Cub from Lotzel.
And this is Tuppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
And we always listen to the Shy Life Podcast.
Hello, I'm Wifey, and I always listen to Hubby Number One on the Shy Life Podcast.
Psst, hey, listen.
Hello, is this Pa the Shy Daddy?
Shy Life Podcast with me, Shy Yeti. He's not that shy.
Hello. It's me, Shy Yeti. 36. I'm not speaking that loud because I'm just peeping through the window and
59.
Ick and some of his friends. They're at a bingo night.
2 and 7.
Have a look through the window.
6 and 3, 63. 10. On its own, number 6. 1 and 4, 14.
Yes.
All the 7s, 77. 2 and 9, 29.
Ooh, yes. Yes, that's me.
5 and 4, 54.
Lucky you.
6, 7 and 3, 73.
Ick, you're so lucky at this game.
8 and 9, 89.
Aren't I lucky? Oh, yes.
7 and 1, 71.
See what I mean? He gets so excited. I think he's really settled down. It's nice he sometimes gets to see his alien friends. But, this episode is actually all about Ick. I know, it's all about Ick these days, isn't it? No, it's an interesting one, this. I think we should probably run the theme music first, and then I'll explain what's going on. Okay. Run the theme music.
Oh, darlings, thank you for tuning in.
Come on, give us a kiss.
Sure, Yeti, that's totally inappropriate.
What's going to happen today?
Oh, yeah.
What do people listen to this rubbish?
So there you go. Here we are. Right.
Thank you.
So there you have it. A new episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Episode bot, what number episode is this, please?
83.
Gosh, we're getting closer to the 100. Well, still got a way to go, but we're getting there. Oh, yes. And you know what's happening in episode 100? No, you probably don't. I do, anyway. It involves a lot of work. Oh, dear. Anyway, as I was starting to say earlier, this episode is all about Ick. It's about a gift that he has recently received. It's quite exciting. Where should I start this little story? I know. Why not at the beginning, when Ick first received his gift?
Hey there, Ick.
Hey, Yick. It's Uncle Toppy. Hey, I'm sending you a present. Just wanted you to know. Now, when you get it, you gotta handle it with care. Be very careful with it. It's quite delicate. I don't want to give away what it is, but you know, you'll understand when you get it. Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye bye.
So of course, when the parcel arrived, well, we all wanted to know what was in it. Hey, Ick, how are you doing?
Oh, hello, Paul. I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. What have you got there? It looks like a box. Have you had mail?
Yes, I have had a package.
Really? Who sent you it?
Oh, well, Dobby Smelly sent me it.
Really? Oh, that's nice. That's nice. We were chatting. He said he was very happy that you were settled down and yeah, I think he's a bit of a fan of yours, Ick.
Oh, really? That's nice.
Yeah. Well, so have you opened the box yet?
No, not yet. Well, I've taken off the tape, but I haven't opened it yet.
Cool. Do you mind if I watch?
No, please. Please watch.
So, listeners, Ick's just taking the packaging out. Oh, what are they?
It says, these are beepers.
Really? Goodness. And they've been sent all this way in a box?
I think so, yes.
They look a little like tiny frogs.
Yes. Do you think I'm supposed to eat them?
Oh, I don't know about that. Do aliens eat frogs?
I do not know. We do not have frogs where I come from.
Well, maybe you're just supposed to look after them.
Yes. Okay. I will look after the peepers.
Gosh, Toppy, that's a very kind present to send. Well, what do you say, Ick?
Thank you, Toppy Smelly, for sending me your peepers.
Yeah. Golly. Genuine Pickle Hollow peepers. Wow. Oh, hello, Ick. What have you got there?
Oh, these are my peepers.
Your what?
My peepers. They were sent to me by Toppy Smelly from the Smellcast.
Oh, right. Oh, yes. Oh, show me. Oh, good. You're going to blind me.
Do you like them?
I didn't realise I was listening to one of his episodes recently and I heard them peepers talking. I didn't realise they looked like that, though. Oh, hello, peepers.
Would you like to hold one?
No. It's fine. It's lovely. Do they like living with you?
Yes, I think so. I have filled the bath full of water. They seem to like that.
Is that the right sort of water? I mean, don't they need a certain, like, proper type of, like, fresh water?
Yes, I have collected fresh water.
Well, as long as you know what you're doing.
Poor Mr. Paul, he went to have a bath the other day and discovered that he was in a bath full of peepers.
Oh dear, that's dreadful. Oh dear. Hey, Big Fatty, it's me, Shy Yeti.
Hi.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
The other day you were talking about the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yes.
And, yes. Yeah, you probably don't know this, but...
No?
The aliens, they wanted to enter a song, but apparently they didn't meet the criteria.
Ah.
And I believe there was some sort of embarrassing situation where...
Oh, no.
They went to a meeting with the man who arranges it.
Conscience?
And he reached to shake their...
Oh.
Tentacles and not only was his mind wiped,
we hate a mind wipe.
He spent the next few days thinking that he was Henry VIII. Anyway.
Yes. Henry VIII.
Didn't work out. But the aliens, they had written a song, and it was about you, and it was about Poodle.
Yes.
I don't know that they ever finished it, but I can give you an exclusive listen in
to
what they had recorded
for my birthday.
What they'd been working on up until the point where they were told they couldn't enter the contest.
Oh, this is lovely.
Here we go.
Okay.
I think it was just called Big Fatty and Poodle.
Oh, lovely.
There's a man called Big Fatty. He is a big podcaster. We hear him in our headphones. His voice is talking faster. He makes all kinds of lovely sounds like and ee. But all the same, he makes you laugh. And you are full of glee. Big Fatty has a lovely friend, and Poodle is her name. You see her walking in the town, she's quite a classy dame. But how those two are best of friends. What's classy, what is not? You cannot choose the friends you have, just pick the best of what you've got. Yes.
It's a little bit unpolished, as you can see. But,
it's lovely.
Ick, are you here? Are you there?
Yes, I am here. What do they think of my song?
Oh, it's lovely.
I think they think that it's a great pity that you couldn't be in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, it deserves Eurovision.
I think it's awful. They let Australia be in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, that tells you something.
Most of the TV programmes I watch are filmed in Australia. I just think if they're going to change the goalposts, they could change the goalposts to allow aliens.
I didn't know that there were goalposts.
Is
that a sports ball reference?
It is a pity. Maybe next year.
Yes.
Ick, maybe next year.
Oh, and it's lovely on my birthday, though. Yes.
Say hello to Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
And say hello to Poodle.
Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
Poodle.
Poodle. Icky.
We love Poodle.
Oh, we love Poodle. We do love Poodle.
Big Fatty's okay, but Poodle, we love. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.
Toodles.
Thank you for calling.
Toodles.
Thank you for calling.
Toodles from Poodles. Big Fatty. Y'all, that is the Shy Yeti and the aliens. Big Fatty, that was lovely that they had a little ditty for the birthday today. It is indeed. So thank you so much for that. And yes, Big Fatty, and maybe next year you'll get to see the urine. I mean, you'll have urine vision. Oh, you know, the Sting Pot, I think, has urine. Big Fatty.
Hello. Hello. Is that you? Mr. Ick?
Oh, hello, Gravity. Yes, it is I, Ick the Alien.
Oh, good, yes. I heard that, I heard that you had some peepers.
Yes, yes. I have a collection of peepers. They were sent to me by Tubby Smelly from the Smellcast.
No, yes, very nice. Very good. Yes. I was just wondering.
I am reading your mind.
What? What do you mean?
I am reading your mind, and I can tell that you are curious. But no, you may not have my papers for your scientific experiments.
What? No. No, I was not thinking of that.
Neither may you have them for your dinner.
No, I would not want to eat your papers for my dinner. No. No. Charlie, we can't have the peepers.
What? I wanted to have peepers in my pie. We cannot have peeper pie.
No, I am sorry. It will not allow it. You have made him quite grumpy.
I do not care. My peepers are not for eating.
Fair enough. No, for experimenting on.
No, please leave.
Okay, I'm going.
It's happening.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters,
Starting June 23rd, ending June 25th.
2017.
This one's explosive.
It's the Prime 48 2017 Summer Live Streaming Weekend!
All your favorite little shoes.
Streaming live!
June 23rd, 24th, and 25th.
Why can't I have a candy bar?
Stand by for all of this and more.
For the latest information, go to Pride48.com.
Hello, darling. Hello, darling. Ick, it's me, Bettina Dupre.
Hello, Bettina Dupre. It is me, Ick the Alien.
Oh, darling, I know that. How lovely. I just wanted to see your peepers. Almost, I don't know, that makes me laugh.
Do not laugh at my peepers. They are very sensitive.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. No, I wasn't. No, I just meant, no, it's fine. Oh, they are so cute, aren't they? Aren't they just cute? Lovely, lovely peepers. Oh, yes, well. Oh, dear. Is that one putting a face at me?
I think it possibly is. They do not like being stared at.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Do send my apologies. Do make my apologies. Yes. They don't have any, like, problems, do they? Like, problems that Agony Aunt might be able to help them with?
I do not think so. Only people who want to experiment or eat them.
Oh, darling, I don't want to do either of those things. I'll leave you to it. If they have any problems, they know where I am.
Thank you, Bettina. It is most kind.
No problem at all, dear. Yes, no problem at all.
Hello, it is me, Damius Twinklehorn. How are you, Ick?
I am fine. Thank you, Damius.
Oh, look, your little peepers. How cute they are.
Thank you, yes, they are very, very cute.
Oh, yes. Well, I have never played a peeper in a play, but I have played a little froggy, and peepers are, well, they're kind of little froggies, aren't they?
I suppose so, yes. Must have been a very big peeper.
Oh, well, I did my best.
Quite frankly, it is ludicrous that you, a fully grown man, should play a frog. Has the world gone mad?
I don't know. Possibly. Now I'm having doubts. Oh dear, I never thought. Now I'm beginning to doubt myself.
Come on, peepers, let's go.
Oh, woe is me.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Hello. Hello, Big Fatty. It's me.
Hi.
Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
Now, I just wanted to try an experiment.
Oh!
I hope this won't be too upsetting for you. Or
no!
Anyway, I'm sure it won't be. Look, Ick's here. He wants to try something.
Oh, okay.
Ick,
hi.
Say hello.
Hi.
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Hello, Poodle.
Hi.
Well, you know that obviously the Ick is an alien.
Uh-huh.
And he can transport and he can go on a UFO. And
yes.
What he wants to do is he wants to teleport to you and Poodle from where we are now.
Yes.
With those cakes, you know, those muffins I tried to email you. I'm not sure they got through.
Yes, they didn't come.
I'm not sure if they did
or not. No, they didn't.
And even so, I
yes.
Just to be sure, anyway.
Ick. Oh, yeah, Ick.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready, Big Fatty?
Are you ready,
Poodle?
Yes.
He won't be able to stay for long. It'll just be like a very quick thing.
Okay.
Are you ready, Ick?
Yes.
Are you ready to transport?
Yes.
I am ready to transport.
Okay. Bring the cake.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Press this button.
Push the button.
I hope... We have your coordinates.
Yes,
your leg measurements.
Leg measurements.
Bust size, everything.
Oh, bust size. So the moves.
Pressing this button
those
now.
Are moves. Those are my moves. Oh. Big Fatty, that sounds like your colon.
Hello.
Yes.
I hope that you can hear me.
Yes.
Ick has teleported from this end.
Uh-huh.
I hope he is arriving.
Not in my booth.
On your end.
No, hasn't.
I keep my fingers crossed.
Not yet. It's just we're Oh.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's
me,
Ick.
Hi.
What a lovely studio you have.
Hi, thank you.
How are you?
Hi.
Poodle.
Yes.
It is so good to meet you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine.
Here are your cakes.
Oh, look at the cake.
Oh, yes. I'm going to be teleported back.
Yes. Oh, thank you for the cake.
Lovely to meet you.
Oh, yes.
Only briefly.
Lovely indeed. Oh.
Hello.
Big
Fatty,
yes.
Did you get there?
Yes.
Did it get there?
Yes.
Oh, look, he's teleporting back.
Yes, we left the cake. Yeah. Oh, dear Gussie.
Ick, how are you?
I am fine, thank you.
Yes.
Did you meet Big Fatty and
Poodle?
Yes. Which was which?
Yo.
Well, I don't know. I've not met them. You're the one who's met them. I'm sure you can tell the difference between Poodle and Big Fatty.
Well, I would hope so. Yes.
Wow, so you gave them the cakes.
Yes.
That's amazing. That's marvellous.
The cake is lovely.
Well, Big Fatty, it sounds like it all worked out.
Oh, it all is. Yes.
It looks like... Well, I hope.
Uh-huh.
I presume you met him briefly.
Who?
Yes. Great. Well,
Ick?
Knowing that this works, we'll have to try some more teleports another time. Anyway. Take care. Thank you for putting up with our little experiment.
Yes, don't teleport.
Thank you.
Yes.
I hope you enjoy the cake.
Thank you. Yes, don't teleport to the caller.
Goodbye for now.
No.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, dear Gussie, that, of course, is the Shy Yeti, Paul and Ick. And Shy Yeti, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And Big Fatty, and the cakes are delicious, aren't they, Squeaky Kitty? Oh, yes. Next time it comes, bring twice as much. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Ick, what's wrong? Ick's looking really upset. Ick, what is it?
My peepers. Somebody has let them go. They have escaped.
Oh, no. Who? Who's done that?
I do not know. They were here last night and this morning they are gone.
Oh, Ick. Come on, let's go outside. Let's have a look around. Let's round them up. I'm sure we'll be able to find them.
I have already searched. I think they have gone down to the river and swum away.
Oh, well, maybe they'll live in the trees. Well, maybe we'll find them. Maybe.
I miss them.
Oh, dear.
Who would do such a thing? Who would let them out?
I don't know. Maybe it was an accident. Are you sure you locked the little tank?
I am sure. It was secure.
Oh, dear. Well, we'll find out. Don't you worry. Don't you worry, Ick. We'll work out. We'll find out what's going on.
Thank you. I miss them so much.
I've got some poems for you now. There is more of Ick to come, but yes. This is from a little compilation I did back in 2010. It's called A Soupçon of Shy Yeti. I did my first compilation of all my favourite poems, all the poems that in 2010 I'd been performing quite a lot when I did shows, and I wanted them all in one book. Of course, I put that book together, and then there were a few others that I liked, and I kind of thought, oh, I wish they were in that book. I could have re-released the book, I suppose, but instead I released this mini compilation. Of course, I later released a second volume, but anyway. The theme for my poems this time are, well, loves. Loves, whether in the past, in the future, in the head, you'll see what I mean. The first one is called How Is He? I know you still see him, so how is he? Can you tell me? It's not as if I hate him, it's not as if I'll gloat. It's not as if I'll laugh, I have forgiven all he wrote. It's not as if I want to hurt him, and if I saw him in a crowd, I would probably hightail it, well, you know, I'm far from proud. I just wondered, how's he doing? It's been years since he last called. Has he got a double chin yet? Has the poor old thing gone bald? I know you still see him, so how's he doing? You can tell me. It's not as if he scares me, it's not as if I'll cry. I do not want to analyse nor make the bastard fry. I am not full of resentment, I'll not take a hitman out. I just wondered how's he doing and what his life is now about. I'm just curious, how is he? Did he smarten up a treat? Did he make himself a million? Does he still have two left feet? I know you still see him, so does he seem happy? Come on, you can tell me. It's not as if I miss him, it's not as if I'm laying down the blame. It's not like what we had was special, or in my sleep I sob his name. Just because I keep his photo in my wallet, please don't start. No, I never change that tattoo, his name inside a sacred heart. All that stuff, it just means nothing. I'm only asking you because I still miss that bloody man, and I just wondered how he was. The next one is called Sexy Executive. Sexy executive with the kissable lips. You are vaguely amusing, you make passable quips. You are here to talk business from the dull public sector. You're a bit of a whiz with the AV projector. Well, I notice your eyes and what's under your suit. Can I sign up to you as your budding recruit? Though your patter is worthy, your words are just boring. I would quite like to snog you, but my winks you're ignoring. You are lost in the moment with your PowerPoint slides, with your exceptional product and smart self-help guides. If you knew all my thoughts, you would think me a slut, because I'm perving your pecs and your cute bubble butt. That's my issue, not yours. I'm a really bad person. I have a nasty suspicion this situation could worsen. But now I'm caught unawares amidst your sales talk and schooling. Now you're staring at me and you've noticed I'm drooling.
Do you have any questions?
He asks me in terror. You're gorgeous, I think, but then say it in error. His face now has frozen, gone bright red more or less. He looks nervously now, some executive stress. Says,
you're right, sir, it's true, but you're not going to get me. So I suggest heading home, have a cry, just forget me.
He was right, though, of course. He was wise, he was vain, he was honest, not modest, he was pert, but a pain. Oh, sexy executive, you are not up for poring. Why is it the pretty ones are always so boring? I'd be lying if I said I hadn't sat in a few dull and boring meetings and daydreamed about the person standing before me going through the slideshow. Yeah, sometimes it's the only way to keep yourself awake. I know I'm not the only one. Oh, no. The last poem I'm going to read this episode is called I Cannot Love You. I cannot love you. I don't want to try. It's far too hard. I'm way too shy. I'll never ask you kindly. Please be mine. Can't you, won't you read the sign? Because I can't love you and I never will. So shut your mouth, just pay the bill. I cannot love you, hey, just a minute. It's not 'cause I'm weak, my heart's just not in it. I told a fib, it's true, I lied. Any love I had for you since up and died. I cannot love you, a Herculean task. I'm just not up to it, so please don't ask. I cannot love you, it's just not wise. With you a health warning applies. With you it's best to just tread lightly. Lock your bedroom door, then bolt it tightly. I cannot love you, so don't request it. Am I allergic to you? Yup, you guessed it. I cannot love you, I'm not insane. I'd have to be demented or small of brain. I'd have to be quite paralytic to date someone so parasitic. I cannot love you, oh tanned Adonis. You think we'd work? Come on, be honest. I cannot love you, that's quite apparent. Your songs of love are so transparent. I cannot abide you any longer. You don't want me, you want my wonga. I cannot love you, I'll not be blighted. Marry you, not till I'm knighted. I cannot love you, we'll not be wed, so fuck off home or drop down dead. I made my point, I've made it clear. You cannot bribe me with free beer. Unless, oh, what the heck, what was I saying? Of course I love you, but my dear, it's you who's paying. Thank you very much. Moving on.
Hi, Harry. You're in podcasting land now.
Oh, right, sorry, I thought you'd spotted somebody.
Where are we? We're in a bar called...
Studio 6.
Studio 6. It's near the Thames, near the embankment. Truly, please. I think I've loved one, please. We're waiting for Callum to arrive. It's a very nice sunny night in May, isn't it? Late May.
Yes, it is, yeah.
We're looking at the menu.
Getting a bit of sunburn on my ear, I think.
Oh, slip will go sideways. Oh, it might move. It's going to go down. The sun's going down.
The sun's going down?
Well, yes.
Are you sure?
It's night time.
Yes, but when? What's it going down?
Harry's ear is melty. I can see it sliding down his face as well. Oh no, is that just the little ear?
It's okay. What I've done is I've moved my shirt.
It's really, nobody will know.
Collar.
Nobody's noticed.
Just over my ear, my right ear.
It's very natural.
Well, this is, you could just say that's some sort of fashion.
Well, no one can see. Well,
no one can see.
No one's really seeing.
Apart from the people that are walking by.
Oh, well.
Oh, hi, Callum. Hi there.
We got you a drink. I already said hi to him.
I didn't realise, I came past here last night,
there's a drinking side, we committed ourselves to eating.
Committed ourselves to eating. Sadly. Unfortunately, at the moment, I'm getting sort of sunburn on my ear, so I'm having to just raise my collar over my ear.
Sit next to me, you can come this way.
No, then my left ear will be exposed.
Well, I'm not getting any sun on me, so I don't feel like I am.
Well, have you had sun cream on?
No.
Oh, right.
I don't feel any sun heat.
I did say that the UV levels are going to be quite high today, so...
And it's going down in about 10 minutes. It's going to duck below the nearest building.
Oh, okay, not sure about that.
No, I mean, it's not going to go down, but there's a building there. We'll go behind the building.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going down. It is going down.
It is. I know it's going down, but I mean, I'm not convinced that it's going to be going down in the next 10 minutes.
No, it's not.
Sufficiently down, as it were.
You're quick.
Yeah. Nothing much you can do about it.
Capers on toast. Capers on toast, you can have that. Crispy Saganaki cheese.
Ooh. I might have the... That's all right. Might get the beer battered haddock and chips with the peas and tartar sauce. That's quite a common food.
Great, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much. Did I taste your freely?
It's a rare commodity, isn't
it? I just like a little sip. That's quite nice actually. Is that strawberry?
Yeah. So we're going to be able to book our trip to Lille pretty much once I get back to holiday, and we should be able to, Eurostar should be up and available.
It should be. So when do you want to do that?
Well, I can't do it till I get back, so it has to be when I get around the time of your birthday.
Oh, you want to do it around my birthday?
Well, I think that's the first point I'm going to be I'm going to be. I'm not going to be available, basically. Unless we have a go. We might. I'm home for one day between trips.
Was that done?
I'm basically home for one day between trips.
Okay.
If I have time, then I could do it that day. But I don't want to rush. I might be in a bit of a rush because I've only got like 24 hours between trips. Otherwise, as soon as I get back, once I get back from.
Very nice, actually.
There's a very nice vegan selection.
Because on the vegan selection.
Gluten and dairy free crumb.
Can you have mushroom calamari? I suppose you can. It's not really calamari.
But that's why it's in quotes.
Yeah, I know.
That protects it.
I'm tempted by the fish and chips myself. I can't tell you why I lost that fish and chips.
Yeah. And I might, yeah. I might have a small plate just as a starter. Mm. The duck liver and cognac parfait with the bread sounds nice.
Which one are you having? A small plate?
Yes. No, you're not going to put this as a podcast, surely.
Oh, yeah. Much more boring things appear on podcast.
What?
Much more boring things than this appear on podcast.
My language, please.
Well, I can't say fact bugger.
We discuss it. I can edit that out.
I can't say fact.
We can.
Can't say those words.
Well, I can edit those out. It's fine. You can say them as much as you like.
That doesn't matter. Because but then that doesn't make any sense then when I've said those.
I'll give it an E rating.
Oh, can you do that?
Yeah.
So I can just swear as much as I want now.
You can do.
Fact bugger. Clitoris.
Look what happened when you did. You spat a glass. Your rudeness.
Labia.
What small plate are you having?
Labia.
The beer?
No, the duck liver and cognac parfait.
You don't really want cod cheeks?
Cod cheeks?
Didn't know cod had such notable cheeks.
Where's that?
It's on the small plate.
Japanese breadcrumbs.
No, I'm tempted. Just because I can't believe that cod have cheeks.
Would it contain also have the eye over the top of it?
Yeah, maybe.
Cod, you will have the eye over the top of it. Minge.
I might have potatoes. No, I have potatoes with my potato skins, but potato skins, I'm going to have that with my fish and chips.
I can't think of any more rude words.
Bottom.
Ass.
Buttocks.
I'm sure that's all been on one of these podcasts.
Perineum.
I did do one episode where I swore quite a lot, just because somebody said, oh, Paul won't. Somebody in the chat room, when I was doing a live show, said, oh, you won't swear, so I swore lots, just so I would.
Cock, dick, willy.
No, it's fine. You can.
Hysteria.
You can learn some more.
I can't think of anything else.
By Jove. By what? Jove.
That's not a rude word.
Oh, is it not?
No, it'd be something like damn or.
Damn, damn it.
Bloody hell.
Now he's going crazy.
That's quite rude.
We're gonna scatter another glass in a bit.
Oh, fucking hell.
That was rude, Harry. Now you said a real rude word.
What?
Hey, you said a real one.
Yeah,
it's you sort the humour of the moment.
I can't think of any other rude words.
Good.
Goolies,
yeah. Oh, what's that other word for vagina that I can't think of? It's... What is it, that other word? No. But the other one.
I think you're going to stop recording now.
No. No, what is it though? It's going to... Not... No, something else.
Another one.
No.
Are they
all genitals, isn't it?
Oh, they actually have real calamari. Remember, I have a real calamari.
dag, because that's an Australian swear word.
I'm talking about.
Do you know what that what dag means?
I don't know actually what it means. I know what it means, but I don't know what it comes from.
Well, they were used they used it in the Australian soap Neighbours. Oh, you dag, yeah.
Yeah, it's the back
almost right. So when the sheep defecates, lots of crap gets stuck in the wool. That is a dag. When it's stuck, so it's
like
not just dropping.
Like a dingleberry.
It's a dingleberry.
When you get stuck in your bottom pan.
Well, yeah, it is like that, but for a sheep.
I don't know many sheep. Well, you obviously know more about the two habits of sheep.
Sheep shagger, sheep. I can't think of anything else. Bestiality, that's not really a rude word.
Pretty rude. Oh, you're lovely catching up. Remind me not to do this. Have you allowed me to do this again? Sorry, listeners.
Well, we'll just spice it up a bit.
Nice. Goodness knows what it's going to be like when I go to Leo with him. I have to keep stopping the recording every 5 minutes. Oh my goodness, this has been 10 minutes. By the time I edit it down, it'll be about five.
Hi, Ick. I just heard from Paul. Yeah, about the peepers. Yeah, about them escaping. I'm very disappointed, Ick. I told you to handle with and now they're gone. I don't believe it. Well, that's the fine hidey do. See if I ever do anything for you again. All right, goodbye.
I wonder who let the peepers out. Oh, I wonder. So strange. Why would anyone want to do that? Poor Ick, he's devoted to those little creatures. Who could have done such a thing? I've spoken to some of the regulars and they don't seem to know anything about it.
No, Paul, I wouldn't get near them. I'm a bit afraid of them, to be honest. No, it wasn't me. Oh, poor old Ick.
Hello, darling. Oh, how dreadful. Oh, have they escaped? Goodness, oh, poor Ick, he must be beside himself. I do hope they show up.
What? What? The peepers have escaped? Oh, I never did get to experiment on them. Are you sure? Are you sure they won't come back? Huh?
Oh, what? The peepers are gone? What a waste of good peeper. We could have made a nice pie. What a shame.
Not very helpful, but what could have happened? What could have happened to them?
What's wrong, Paul?
Oh, Darius. Sorry, I didn't see you there. What's going on?
I just heard that, Ick, had lost his pets.
Well, they've gone out. Somebody let them out.
Oh, I'm just worried it might have been me.
What? You, Damius?
Not on purpose. I put my bag down by their tank and the phone rang and I went to get my phone and I don't know, when I got my bag I moved away quickly. I'm just wondering, did I accidentally knock the tank and somehow allow the peepers to escape?
I wouldn't blame yourself.
I'm worried. Ick will be so cross.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure it wasn't you. This catch here on the side of the tank, it looks kind of loose. I'm sure it was nothing to do with you.
Are you sure?
No, there's no... Look, let's just... no need to worry about it. There really isn't. It is best you don't worry about it. If you did do it, it was an accident.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Damius.
Don't worry about it. It's one of those things. I have something for you here. It's related to the aliens. It's, well, this dates back to before Ick arrived, and I was still a bit sad. Yes, Yeti Uncle John was quite keen to convince me that the aliens had called to say they were fine. Yes. I'm sharing it with you now for the first time. See what you think, hey? How are you feeling now? Are you still worried about them aliens? Oh, you know, I am and I'm not. I wish we'd just get a message from them or something. I think there was a message on the answer machine earlier. Maybe that was from the aliens. Really? I didn't see that. Oh, I'll go and play it. What is it? Oh, I've got a message, listeners. I got a message from the aliens. Maybe.
Hello. I'm the alien.
Oh yeah. I'm the aliens.
We're doing fine, thank you. Yes. We're doing fine. And we're just ringing to say how much we miss you and that we will pop in soon. We've been very busy. We've got a record contract and we're doing a tour of the galaxies. Yeah, so we've got to go. It's very nice. We love you and miss you and we will call in soon. Don't worry, we just wanted to say don't worry about us. Don't worry about us. We're fine. We hope you're fine. Goodbye now.
Oh dear, how do I switch this off? Gosh. That alien had a very deep voice. I think he might have had a cold. Dear Uncle John, there's a message from the aliens. They're doing fine after all. Oh, what a relief. Oh, really? Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, so good to hear from them that they're all okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm going to go and ring Damius and Bettina and anyone else I can think of and just tell them. Oh, that's good news. This is very good news, yes. Oh, dear. Oh. I'll speak to you in a bit, listeners. Oh, yeah, OK. Oh, dear, I didn't do that voice very well, but he seemed to have been convinced. Yes, the aliens are OK. Dear, oh, dear. I hope this is the last we hear of it. I really do. Can't believe the aliens called. Oh, I'm so happy and so pleased. Ha ha ha. Clearly that was a genuine message. Clearly. Moving on.
I'm very sad.
I know you are, Ick. And I don't blame you for being sad. Oh, those poor little peepers. I was looking at your tank earlier, and the catch on the side, it looked loose. I don't know what happened to it, but I think that might be the answer.
Do you think?
I think possibly. I don't think anyone did anything malicious. I don't think anyone did that.
I just wondered if perhaps there was somebody who did not like me being here. You know, not everybody likes aliens.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think that's the case. I think it's just one of those things we should have checked. Perhaps if anyone's to blame, it's the man who sold you the tank.
I think it was second hand. I got it off eBay.
Oh, Ick, yeah. It's possible.
You mean it might be my fault? I am to blame.
No, you wouldn't have known. It didn't look. I saw you put them in and I saw it. It didn't look like, you know, it looked perfectly stable to me.
Oh, well,
find the peepers.
Maybe they'll start a colony out in the woods. You know, maybe, give them a few weeks to settle down. Maybe they'll show up again, hey?
Maybe. Do you think so?
I think so. I think it's possible. Yeah, I mean, temperature's quite warm here. I mean, maybe not as warm as where Toppy lives, but probably warm enough for peepers. I mean, they survived the journey over here.
Yes, I think you're right. I will keep my eye open.
Yes, well, keep it open. Don't let your eye drop out like you did that time ages ago. That was a bit alarming.
I won't. I feel a little bit better now.
Do you? Oh, I'm glad. Oh, it's very sad, very, very disturbing, yes. Well, never mind. You've still got Tiddles, haven't you?
I still have Tiddles, yes. And Dealey.
Ah, and Dealey. And Poodle, sort of.
Poodle is a long way away.
Yes, yes, I know. Oh, dear. Ah, what a horrible thing to happen. It's okay. Shall we go and have a hot chocolate? Would you like a hot chocolate? Yes, okay. Let's go and have a hot chocolate. Listeners, we're going to have a hot chocolate. Do you want to join us? Come on.
Hello, it's me again, Henry Moss. Yes, do you remember? I am your zombie listener. Yes, I find that your show connects, you speak to me. Your show speaks to me. Yes, because as a zombie, I often find I have a lot of time on my hands with nothing much else to do but listen to podcasts. But yours is definitely the one that clicks with me most. Anyway, I think you might remember that I did call in not so long ago, and, I was just calling in again because I was concerned not that I wish to, I don't want to apologise for any of my ilk, you know, but we do get a bad rap. People seem to think that all zombies like to go around eating people. I would like to refute that, because that's not me at all. I am quite happy eating, like, a pork pie or a, I don't need that much, to be honest, but you know how you see some zombies in TV programs and they're nibbling bits off people here and nibbling bits off people there. It's not the way I conduct my life. The way I always put it when I speak to people and to reassure them is that, bad people, if you're a bad person when you're alive, you'll be a bad person when you're dead. If you're a good person when you're alive, you'll be a good person when you're dead. You're not going to go around nibbling bits off people if you were, that's something that comes from deep within you. How I like to say is, being a zombie tends to exacerbate, like, the inner you. Now, if you, deep down, you're quite a violent person, whether you show it that often or not, but if you're a violent person, you'll probably end up being a violent zombie. If you're a bit of a sweetheart, a bit of a softy, and I was always a softy, I always tended to let people walk over me a little bit, and I was always a bit of a pushover, please, won't you use your credit card to book this expensive holiday? All right then, okay. That was me all over. Please buy me a new car. Oh, all right, I'll buy you a new car. So, being dead, I'm just even more of a softie, and I'm even more of a pushover, probably, than I was then. I just like to, explain a little bit. There we go. But, I'm still enjoying your show. It's as good as ever and getting better. So, anyway, did I say who I was? Henry Moss. That's who it is. That's who I am, yes. Oh, keep up the good work, won't you? Keep up the good work, please. I don't know what my day would be without your shows. And, I love hearing all your guests that you have. I like to hear, often it leads to different podcasts I didn't even know existed. So it's all good fun, all good fun. So Thank you again. Thank you so much. I'll keep on listening, I promise. Yes, yes. Oh, sorry. Goodbye.
Hi, listeners. I just wanted to have a word with you. I don't know whether it was just me. Do you remember last episode when we went to that bookstore? We found that book. Well, I didn't find it, yet Uncle John found it. And it was diaries of, I don't know, some celebrity from the 60s or whatever. And we found those mentions of all sorts of goings on. And we saw that Bettina was mentioned and Tappy. But if you remember, Bettina rung in herself and she seemed a bit concerned. I think she thought we'd found a different book, because she was talking about an autobiography that she'd written. And I don't know anything about that. The book that we found, there was pretty much nothing we didn't already know in that book. But it seems to have concerned her. I never realised she had written an autobiography. Oh, I don't know if it's a bit wicked of me, but I'm pretty keen on getting hold of a copy, you know. We can find out a bit more. No, I don't say anything, will you? Don't say anything. But obviously, being a librarian, I have access to pretty much every book that was ever published. So just a few taps on the computer and should be able to trace this down. It's obviously concerned her, though, because she rung in and she, you know, she misunderstood what book we'd found. And yeah. Curious. I'll report back if I'm able to get a copy, all right? The mystery deepens. Moving on. Hi, listeners. I'm taking Ick for a coffee to cheer him up. He's a bit down about what's been happening, but that's understandable. Anyway, we're going in now. Come on then, Ick. Let's go in. So, I'm glad I got you to come out. You want the same as usual?
Yes, please. Door skinny latte.
Okay. And we can go and have a look at the cakes, perhaps?
Yes, please.
Right. So I may have a venti skinny latte. That's what I usually have when we go out together.
Yes.
I'll go and order.
And a tall skinny latte.
So how are you feeling? Are you all right? I'm sorry we haven't been able to find your peepers.
I know. I'm sad. Maybe they will still show up.
Yes, like we were saying. I mean, just disappointing, isn't it? I don't understand it. But you were doing so well with them. I mean, you can't blame yourself.
I think I may have made Mr. Toppy Smelly cross.
No, he didn't realise. He didn't know the full details. I've spoken to him. It's fine. Come on, let's have a look at the cakes. What would you like?
Please.
Okay. Your cinnamon Danish. I think I might have that almond, I don't know what that is, Swedish bun or something.
It looks good.
Thank you. Lots of things that look good. Some of them just look too good, you know what I mean?
Oh yes, I know what you mean. I have to watch my figure.
Your figure's fine, Ick. You're pretty slim.
I guess so, at least compared to you.
Yeah, well, being blunt, yes, that's true.
But you don't mean to be rude.
No, you're right. No, that's why I'm having the almond bun, because it looks like the healthiest thing there.
Oh, yes.
I'll just go and pay for this then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stop this, please.
Can I also have a... I don't need that. Not warm, though. Yeah. I don't eat it for that 3 hours. It's going to be cold. Could I have a cinnamon Danish? It's with cinnamon Danish.
Traditional Danish.
Yeah. And also, yeah. And an almond.
Cinnamon swirl. In white colour.
Yeah, please. Yeah, please.
Cinnamon swirl.
And also an almond Swedish.
Almond Swedish bun as well.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
It's not Danish,
just French. Sure, yeah, that's fine. There we go. We're going to wait for it down here.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's ready. You're all right, then, aren't you? You are all right. You're not too sad.
Not too sad, no. Just a little bit sad.
All right. That's fair enough. But, you know, there's lots of things that are going to be, you know, being on the Shall I podcast, it's going to be fun. It really is. There's lots of things that you can be involved with. You're one of our regulars.
I like being regular.
It's good. It is good, yes. But not every story can have a happy ending.
I like a happy ending.
I know you do. But on this occasion, well, it's not like the peepers are dead, is it?
No, I guess not.
They just escaped.
Sure.
So, look, here are the cakes, look at those.
They look good.
Yes. So, I don't know, you're going to be okay, you're going to have a nice time living with us.
Yes, I will.
We're going to have our coffees and our cakes and, yeah, it'll be good, it'll be nice. And, you know, maybe the peepers will come back.
If they do.
You know what? You are able to teleport, aren't you? If it really comes to it, you could probably teleport over to Toppy and he could give you some more.
I suppose I could do that.
Yeah? You can talk to him about it. He can give you his coordinates and you can go with him and collect some more.
I don't know. I think maybe it is best that they stay in the wild. They're not meant to live in a tank.
I suppose you could be right. Well, just an option, just a thought. But,
how big do you think they would have grown to?
How big do I think a peeper would grow into? Well, it's just a small foggy thing. It's not a big foggy thing.
I was worried that they were going to grow like as big as a house.
Oh, I don't think peepers grow to be as big as a house, big, no.
Oh, that's okay then.
Yes. Oh dear, come on then. We've got our drinks, we've got our cakes. Let's make a move, shall we?
Let's make a move. Yes, let's make a move.
Yeah. I just noticed something, Ick. You're not invisible today.
No, I forgot.
And nobody's even noticed. No one's made a comment or anything.
Oh, I completely forgot.
I guess that's London for you. People are used to seeing, you know, a whole spectrum of personalities and people, and everybody looks different.
I like London.
Yeah, London's pretty cool. Is there anywhere you want to go?
No, let's just go and sit in the park and have our coffee and cake.
Okay. Come on then. Come on. Thank you. Thanks. Yeah. Well, that seems to have cheered him up, so that's good. Poor little Ick. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, I feel bad for what I did. Paul seems to think the tank was damaged. It was damaged, I made sure it was damaged. I damaged it. I pushed the lid off. I hate those peepers. I hate the peepers. They were threatening me. They wanted my job. Those evil peepers were peeping at me, staring at me, staring at me. Oh, let those peepers out. I don't want them here. I don't want them here. It was me. But nobody will know now. Nobody will know it was me. Damius Twinklehorn.
Make way for the upcoming Pride 48 live streaming weekend.
The royal court is already preparing for all the festivities.
Wipe out your schedule.
Clear your social calendar.
Forget showering and stay in your PJs. All your favorite shows for one weekend this June.
Pride 48 live streaming weekend, June 23rd to 25th. Royalty approved.
Well, listeners, it's been a bit of a mixed episode, hasn't it? Poor old Ick. We've done the best to help him, but I don't know what's going on.
6-3, 63.
Well, anyway, you've heard everything. You know as much as I do.
8-8.
I'm really sorry, Toppy.
3-8.
Thank you for your kind gesture. Your kind gift.
19.
This is the trouble when pets are involved.
3-7,
37. Anyway, next episode, well, as you know, we've always got plenty in the archives for you. 22. And yes, we have episodes up and coming that I think you're going to enjoy. So I'll say goodbye for now. And take care. Goodbye. And
77.
I was hoping it would be here, but...
3-2,
no, he's... He's not feeling very sociable at the moment, but who can blame him?
83.
Oh well. See you again soon. Bye bye for now.
Thank you, thank you.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
I cannot love you, I don't want to try, it's far too high.
He's not that shy.
How's that? What do you mean? Ick? What do you mean they've escaped? No. I don't believe... Those things cost a fortune. Do you know how long it took to acquire all those peepers? Ick, what happened? How could you let this... Oh, my God, gee. I'm so disappointed. So very disappointed.
Oh, I feel bad for what I did, for what I did. Paul seems to think the tank was damaged. It was damaged. I made sure it was damaged. I damaged it. Pushed the lid off. I hate those peepers. I hate the peepers. They're threatening me. They wanted my job.
Those people were peeping at me, staring at me. Let those peepers out. I don't want them here. It was me. Nobody will know. It was me.
I miss them so much. I miss them so much.